The Desert Research Institute and Washoe County Health District tested air quality at 4 cannabis grow facilities in Nevada and California. They found the same chemicals that give cannabis its distinct smell can contribute to air pollution and affect human health. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talks with This Is Reno's Bob Conrad about what this preliminary research suggests.
So Bob, you've been following this topic. Can you tell me what they found out?
Yeah, so essentially what they found out was due to the number of cannabis plants in these facilities, you know, it's a high number in a small kind of defined area. Essentially what's happening is that odor comes from terpenes that basically emit volatile organic compounds, which can be toxic to people.
How exactly are these VOCs being released into the atmosphere from these facilities?
So it's the concentration of plants and then butane that's used to kind of process some of these cannabis products. And those two things, what the researchers found is that inside these facilities, these volatile organic compounds were high enough to be concerning. And that's according to the Desert Research Institute. And I should also note that it's not because it's necessarily cannabis plants, but certain plants do emit these VOCs. So this is not necessarily new information. It's just a new situation based on the fact that we have these legal grow facilities here in Washoe County and in the state. And it's kind of a new industry that's popping up that might be causing this concern.
What are the possible impacts from these VOCs?
So that's, I think, really what remains to be seen. What they're saying right now is that these chemicals can contribute to the formation of ground-level ozone if they are released outside into the air. Now, that could present one issue in that here in Washoe County, we already have an issue with ozone and air quality in certain times of the year. The other issue is potentially the health impacts on the workers of these facilities. Elevated ozone can cause issues such as breathing difficulties, cardiovascular problems, things like that. So again, I think there's a lot of uncharted territory here, but essentially it's preliminary research. A new industry has cropped up, so I think a lot more research is needed to determine how impactful this might actually be, not only to human health, but to the atmosphere at the ground level.
Do the workers at cannabis grow facilities have protective gear?
Well, that's what the researcher at DRI said, is her concern was, no, they do not have protective gear. And again, because we've never really had legalized cannabis up until a few years ago in the U.S. at the state level, that this might be raising a concern for those employees. And protective gear might be in order if health impacts are going to be determined or found out as a result of this research and other research being done.
What exactly can we expect to be done with this information moving forward?
I think you're going to see further research. I think that research will be collaborative across different states around the U.S. where this issue might be cropping up, no pun intended. But it's a new industry. You might see some new regulations come out, like, you know, in grow facilities, they have to wear, like, you know, respirators or whatever, you know, certain kind of protective equipment. So I think that could be on the horizon, depending on how this plays out.
Bob Conrad is the publisher of This Is Reno. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.